book of Joel, and I'm so thankful for the confirmation that God gives of his word, because the last song that the praise team sang this morning was such a direct confirmation to what I feel like, what I know. I'm not going to let the devil get any credit by saying, I feel like the Lord gave this to me. I know that he gave it to me. I know that he did. And so the book of Joel chapter 2 and verse 28, I want to read a verse there. And he said, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Now, we're going all the way back to the Old Testament. We're going back to the Old Testament. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. How many old men we got here today? And your young men shall see visions. Father, we thank you today for the word that was inspired over 2,000 years ago. That word of prophecy is sure today. And I'm thankful for that promise that's to us and our children and our children's children and as many as are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. All right, let's go from Old Testament to New Testament now. The book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now let me tell you something about that verse right there. That was not a confirmation for Peter to be the Pope. That's not what he was saying. He didn't say, Peter, I'm giving you, I've got this for you, and this is going to make you the whatever, you know. You're the first of the church. Peter, and I'm going to, you know, you say, well, you don't know the Lord said all that. You don't know that he didn't. Okay? So I'm just going to tell you how I feel. That maybe the Lord carried on a little conversation with Peter that we don't have all the words to. And so he said, he has this little conversation with Peter, and he said, Peter, you're really important. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, Peter, I'm going to give you these keys. Now, keep me from having to fall off of this thing. So, Peter, you come get the keys, all right? Now, I'm going to tell you something about these keys. They still work.
Woo! Come on. Come on.
These keys. You know, over nearly 2,000 years ago, I gave you these keys, Peter, but they're not just for you. But there's going to come, you don't need these keys right now. About a year and a half or so ago, I went to stay with friends, and they came into the room where I was staying, and they brought me one of these keys and said, this is the key to our front door. And I want you to put it on your keychain and keep it. I said, I don't need it. I'm only going to be here when you're here. I said, you don't know that. You may come and we may not be here. And we want you to always have a key.
Come on.
Peter, I'm not going to always be here. Right now, you don't really need these keys. But you hang on to them, because there's going to come a time you're going to need those keys. Woo! Hallelujah. A few years ago, my husband and I went to a ladies' conference in Lebanon, Missouri. And we drove back to Oklahoma to spend the night. We were going to get up early the next morning and leave to go on back, come on back to Texas. And the car that we had at that time had a remote start on it. And so I got this bright idea, Brother Gary. I get lots of bright ideas. And then the switch goes off. But anyway, the light came on and then it went off. But I got this bright idea because my husband's a little, he was a little slower mover than I was. And he wasn't a morning person at all. And so I wanted to get up, get the car loaded. Maybe we'd stayed there a day or two and was coming on back to Texas. And I got this bright idea that I'd get up before him and I would load the car. And it was cold. It was in October, but it, you know, it was Oklahoma and it was cold already. And so I would start the car and get it warmed up and have everything ready to go before I woke him up. Brother Gary, would you hand me that water, please? Would you mind bringing that to me? I didn't bring it up here. And so I didn't wake him up. I went out and I started the car. I put the key in and I started it. And I even set my phone on the phone holder there. I loaded the car and I got out and I locked the door. I didn't want nobody to steal the car and everything in it, you know. I even had my purse in there. I mean, I put everything in the car and locked it. Well, that wasn't, I didn't even think anything about that being a big deal because I knew my husband had his remote. So I got him up and I said, you know, we need to get ready to go. And so he got ready and I said, I said, you can go ahead and was ready to go. So he hit the remote on his key ring and nothing happened. Hit the remote again and click, 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 click. Nothing would unlock on that car. And there was a safety measure on that, safety mechanism on that car, that if you put the key in and then you lock the door, the remote would not open the car. So here we are in Podunk, Oklahoma, practically. I mean, that's where I'm moving to. And there it's a little town, about 1,000 people, and there ain't no AAA there. There ain't no garage there. No. So here it is, 6 o'clock in the morning. What are we going to do? Still dark outside. So I said, well, I don't even have my phone. Let me have your phone, and I guess I'll have to call a locksmith or somebody to come. And they was going to have to come about 45 minutes away if they came straight there. You know, and so I had to call the roadside people and try to find somebody who would even come. And we'd already killed probably 30 minutes or more trying to get the car unlocked. And so I called this number, and about the time the lady got on the phone, I heard my husband holler and say, hang up the phone, I got the car unlocked. I said, okay. I said, ma'am, I guess we're not going to need you. My husband says he's got the car unlocked now. So I walked back over to the motel door, and I said, what did you do? We tried and tried and tried to get that remote to unlock it, and it wouldn't unlock it. He said, I stuck my key in the door. And we found out the key still works. The key still works. I want to tell you all this morning that the keys that Jesus gave to Peter still work. Acts, you know we got to go to Acts. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come by. Listen, I don't even want to know how often you speak in tongues. I'm a tongue talker too. In fact, was it Paul that said, I can speak in tongues more than all of you? That's not what I'm concerned about this morning in the church, Brother Gary. I'm concerned about this part that says, ye shall receive Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Tongues is not the Holy Ghost. Come on. It is the evidence that you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Do you know that when I go to the grocery store and I pay for my groceries, what you can afford to buy today, and they give you the receipt, that is not your groceries. It's the evidence that if you're going to Sam's, they're going to stop you at the door and they want to know see your receipt because they want evidence that you paid for everything that's in your cart. Now, you can leave everything there if you want to and just walk out the door with the receipt, but you won't have anything to cook for supper. And we got a lot of people in the church world today carrying around the receipt. And they ain't got nothing to cook. They ain't got nothing to serve. Listen, if you see my notes, they ain't none. I just got scriptures pulled up in large print. I learned that from Brother Hall. You put it in large print. There ain't no notes. I'm telling you. You can look at my iPad. There ain't notes there. So everything that I'm telling you right now, I'm dependent on the Holy Ghost to give me right now. But we're walking around the church as a whole. Is walking around waving their receipts. And folks are going hungry. Folks are going hungry because the receipt does not feed them. It's just evidence that you paid for the groceries. If you don't take the groceries home and get them out of the car and prepare them and sit down and eat, you're going to leave hungry. You're going to be hungry. I am a tongue talker. I believe in speaking in tongues. I believe in praying in tongues. I probably speak in tongues more now than I ever have in my whole life. And I've had the baptism of the Holy Ghost for 60 years. I have. And I probably speak in tongues more now than I ever have. But do you know what? It don't fill me. It's a language that God has endowed us with to be able to communicate with Him when we don't know what to say, when we don't know how to pray. There are no words to say. But He has endowed us with that language to communicate with Him. But that's not our food. That's not what the tongues, I hope I can get this across to you this morning like I feel it in my spirit. Tongues are not the power. Tongues are just the evidence that you have been endowed or given. Woo! You have been given. Acts chapter 2. Yes, amen. Yes, amen. Oh, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And if you start out in Pentecost, one of the first verses you learned was Acts 2:38. But chapter 2 and verse 12 says, and you know this, and I could read the whole chapter. Hopefully you know the chapter. I do hope that you know the Acts chapter 2 and the story there. How that on the day of when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together. They were in one place, in one accord. They were all in one mind. They were in unity. About 120 of them. And the Bible says there came a sound as a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the place where they were sitting at. And they began to speak in a heavenly language. And those that weren't filled, see, I know that not everybody got it. There were some folks there who didn't get it because they said, the Bible says chapter 2, verse 12, they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Oh, I wish I could jump and shout like I used to when I was young. I got the shout in here. I just can't get it down there sometimes. What's going on here? What's happened here? Suddenly, Peter remembers. He stood up with the 11. He lifted up his voice. And he said,
I've got the key.
Woo! Hallelujah! Listen to this. And we'd say almost 2,000. But 2,000 years ago, Peter realized that the key that Jesus had given him and said, I'm giving you the key, that there'd come a day when nobody knew what was going on. They didn't understand what was happening around them. Do you know what the key represents? It represents knowledge. In education, key is a symbol that's used so much in education because it's that key of knowledge. And Jesus said, Peter, I'm giving you the key. You don't need it right now. Just like my friend said, put the key on your key ring. You don't need it now because I'm here. We are here. But if you ever come and we're not here, woo, you got the key to get in. And Jesus said, Peter, you don't need the key right now. I'm here. You don't have to use the key right now because I'm here with you. But there'll come a day not too far off, Peter, when I won't be with you. But I've given you the key. I've given you the key. I'm just about done preaching. I'm just about done. I just want to know who wants a key. You want a key? Give him a key, Brother Gary. Hallelujah. You want a key? We're going to give you a key this morning. You can put it in your pocket, reach in there, and feel for that key. When the devil comes and says it don't work no more, when the remote start won't open the door, you can put the key in the lock and the key still. Come on, stand with me this morning. Come on, stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. When the devil comes around and says, it's all. You can grab a hold of the key and says the key still works. Hallelujah. Because the promise, the promise is unto you. Hallelujah. It's unto you. It's unto you. It's unto Brandon. It's unto Andrew. And as many as are far off, as the many as the Lord our God shall call. What's that mean? That means until he calls us home, that promise is going on. That promise is going on. Hallelujah. Some of you haven't used, you said, well, I've got the key. I've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues. But have you used the key? Where's the power? I've never preached this before. God gave it to me for new life. Whew, somebody needs to realize the key still works. Whew. And it'll keep working. When the remote don't start, Sister Deborah, the key still works. Peter stood up with 11 and he lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. And he began to tell them about this Jesus that they crucified. And he began to tell them. He even went back. I got to look this up, because I won't tell you what verse it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're doing a work right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh. Don't be afraid to use the key. Don't be afraid to use the key. In that same chapter, chapter 2, Acts, and the 17th verse, Peter said, 16th verse, he said, this is that. I want that, don't you? I want that. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass. Peter just read it again. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. I'm going to ask you something. How many times over the course of your life have you said or heard the preacher say, we're living in the last days? Come on. We say it. And we say we believe it. But do we? Because he said, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means Michelle. Whew. That means Bailey. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. But he goes on down, verse 21, it shall come to pass that whosoever, in the midst of all of this, in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the turmoil, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Peter says, I've got the key. I've got the key. You've been wanting to know what's been going on here today? I've got the keys. I've got the knowledge. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall what? Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children. Garen, you can stand on that and take it to the bank. It's for you and your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I'm just wondering today, who's willing to use the key? You got a key. Are you willing to use it? If you are, I want you to stand up. I want you to make your way to this front here. Are you willing to use the key? That's where the power is. Brandon, that's where the anointing is. If you really, really, now I'm saying really want the power and not just the tongue. And maybe you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, this is a prime time for you to get it. Right now. Right now. If you've not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of the receipt of speaking in other tongues, you have the opportunity right now to receive it. Because Jesus gave Peter the keys. And Peter gave the keys to the church. And we're the church, amen. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now that you sweep over this group of this body of believers right now. You sweep over them right now, Lord. If there's one that has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they've repented of their sins, there's not a reason for them not to receive it this morning, Lord, because it's a gift, and you promised it to your church. Help them to use the key, Lord. Help them to take that spiritual key and say, I'm going to use the key this morning, because the key still works. The key still works. Just begin to worship him. Sing, sister. Hallelujah. Ye shall be endued with power, he said. Power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. How do you know you got power? Because you're able to go witness to that one that you couldn't witness to before. You're able to talk to that one that you've been hesitant of talking to before. Because now you've received power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.